Congratulations on your election then to becoming the president of the Illinois Municipal
League.
Sure,
thank you. Thanks.
Yeah. So what do you think that that'll mean for Macomb, having sort of that platform? And
sure. Well, you know,
office?
I think obviously it's a, I appreciate the opportunity to take on the position that we're going to be taking on as the president of the Municipal League. And I think, first of all, having been on the board since I was first elected back in 2011, the Board of Directors of the Municipal League. Long history with the Municipal League, 105-year history with advocating, empowering, and educating municipal leaders across the state of Illinois. And I think the fact that being at that state level, although it's not a full-time job by any means, it gives me a platform to not only espouse what we believe in with the IML, the priorities of the IML, but it also gives me, as the mayor of Macomb, an opportunity to get in front of folks that I may not otherwise be able to get in front of, have discussions about broader issues, but oftentimes have discussions about some of the challenges that we face here in Macomb, because we're like so many other municipalities in the state. You'd be surprised how many things we have in common with other folks. And sometimes that's encouraging because you realize, oh my gosh, it's not just me or my community that's experiencing this wonderful thing or this challenging thing. And it's an opportunity, like I said, to get in front of folks that maybe as just the mayor of Macomb, I don't have an occasion to do very often, whether that be state officials, state leaders, political leaders, national officials, national politicians. Although we have great relations with many of those folks now, I think this probably lends a little more position to that.
It sounds like networking plays an important role in bringing back opportunity to Macomb.
Sure does. I think that goes pretty much without saying. You know, lots of times it is about relationship building and having good relationships with folks in decision-making roles, whether they're in the private sector or in the public sector. And the IML does both. They concentrate on educating municipal leaders, that's mayors, aldermen, city clerks, keeping them abreast of local issues that affect day-to-day decision-making. And they play a primary role in advocating for municipalities across the state, but particularly when it comes to legislation. So we're in Springfield. We're taking up issues in the Capitol, both in Springfield and in Washington. For example, our executive director, Mr. Brad Cole, who's a former mayor himself, mayor of Carbondale, was at the U.S. Supreme Court when the Janus decision was issued earlier this summer regarding collective bargaining issues. He was also there when the Wayfair decision was rendered on collecting sales tax. So opportunities for us to get the very latest information and how it impacts us as municipalities. That's the key. That's the key what IML is known for and has done for 105 years.
This leadership position, I assume, will come with travel such as that. How do you sort of juggle, you know, going to these events out of town and also having the presence that you do have in the community?
Well, I think often they go hand in hand. Like we just discussed, it's about networking. I would tell you that some of my extended travel will be covered by IML. When I say extended, there's a couple of national conferences that I have went to in the past as the mayor of Macomb, not consistently, but opportunities with the U.S. Conference of Mayors and their annual meetings, also with the National League of Cities. The IML will pick up those expenses because I will be representing them at those two conferences that are spaced several months apart. The other travel that I would normally do with as an IML board member is the same I'll be doing as the president. Meeting, for example, met last week with the mayor of Peoria, Jim Artis, who's a good guy. I don't know if you keep up on media. They're having some budgetary issues in Peoria, and some of them relate to topics that are very on point with some of the challenges we have here in Macomb. It's a good idea for me as not only the mayor of Macomb, but maybe as an incoming mayor, or excuse me, president of the IML, to get a better look at how other municipalities, larger municipalities, are dealing with the larger scale issues that we often deal with here too as well. So I don't anticipate it requiring a lot more of my time out of Macomb other than what I would have already been committing to as a member of the IML board.
Are there any solutions that you can think of as examples of things you've brought back from these relationships that you've been able to implement in Macomb for the betterment of the community?
You know, there are a lot for me to sit here and pull out one. You know, this is an ongoing educational sort of thing. It often reminds me that when even though I came to the position as the mayor with experience on the McDonough County Board as a Board of Supervisor member, also come to the position as mayor of being on the library board for 6 years, came to the position as mayor after being on the city council for 4 years, guess what? I didn't know really everything there was to know about being the mayor. And it is an ongoing process. And I think the idea that having a leadership role in Illinois Municipal League gives me some really unique perspectives to see best practices on a wide variety of things across the state and at the national level. So, you know, some of our budgetary improvements that we've made, you know, Dean Torreson, city administrator, that's primarily his job. But for me to have a better understanding of what it's like in building municipal budgets and how other communities are dealing with certain road repair, new technology, things like that, all those things have been part of this ongoing relationship and learning trend and with the membership in the IML. It's something that's an ongoing, continuous. You've heard it said, you never stop learning. So this is, and it's a great way to stay focused. IML does training all across the state throughout the year for not only mayors, but like I said, for clerks and aldermen. One key that I think is unique by this league, when I say unique, I don't know that other leagues do it or not, but we have new training orientation for new council members. It's been our good fortune to be able to afford to send new aldermen to a weekend-long. It's a thumbnail, but nonetheless, it's an introductory course in how to run after you're on the council. Now that you've got the job, how do you make it work? And, you know, some basic components of how to be the best alderman you can be and still continue to do whatever you're job is that you're doing outside of politics. And I think that's one key component that I was so impressed with the first time that I interacted with the IML was going to that new council members training workshop down at Wren Lake. And I think it really set the tone for me and an appreciation for the IML and what they get accomplished for municipalities.
I think sometimes in Macomb, it can feel like the things that are going on here, you know, were unique, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen trends about what communities across the state are facing? Are there a lot of communities going through the same things right now?
Absolutely. And sometimes that is so, it allows me to help keep things in perspective. That sometimes you look at some of the challenges in the community that we face and they seem almost overwhelming. But when you go and see other communities facing the same challenges, for example, infrastructure challenges, when you think about it, we're in the heart of the Midwest, and many of us are 100 and 150-year-old communities. So the fact that we have failing water mains and failing sewer mains are not unique. What we have to remember is that can't look at it from an overwhelming, oh my gosh, we got to do it all right now, because it simply can't be done all right now. But those are some perspectives. And we've got roads that are failing. And when we get together with other communities across the state, we realize that maybe they're in the same boat with us. Some of them are meeting those challenges more uniquely than others. And those are the folks we meet up with, and we find what best practices they've been implementing, and we can bring them back here. We have good working relationships with other communities right in our own backyard. I can remember meeting with Mayor Rod Davies, the mayor up in Monmouth, during my first term, and finding out that he was facing a $16 million wastewater treatment issue on a brand new wastewater treatment plant. And we, at the same time, were having some trouble, some challenges bringing our new primary water treatment plant, a low-pressure membrane, online and getting the efficiencies we wanted out of it. And the relative scope of those were big. Ours was a $4 million water treatment, brand-new plant. We were trying to work the bugs out of, and Mayor Davies was trying to work the bugs out of a $16 million wastewater treatment plant. Our just being able to talk about it helped keep things in perspective for both of us, even though they're two different processes. He wasn't able to give me much advice on tweaking the water side of his wastewater treatment plant and vice versa, but it gave us an opportunity to realize that some engineering issues that we both encountered gave us a better perspective of how to look in the future for qualified firms and contractors to do things. And those are the kind of networking opportunities that are plentiful when you're members of the IML and getting those things done together with other communities.
Well, when you mention infrastructure needs, I mean, one of the purposes or the main purpose even of the Illinois Municipal League is to sort of give a voice to the communities,
right,
and lobby and advocate, I guess, to the legislature.
Exactly. So when we're talking about keeping up with maybe the infrastructure sound, but we're having difficulty meeting regulatory requirements, either relief from those or getting extensions or whatever. It's usually the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency pushing down regulations from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. And not that we want to be out of compliance. That's exactly what we don't want to be. But oftentimes you may have heard folks complain that those agencies are often perceived as being overly burdensome to communities. We appreciate and understand the job they're trying to do from an enforcement perspective, may have a little background of that enforcement side of things. But oftentimes the regulatory red tape and we need some help in the navigating through. The IML provides that. They sponsor seminars and training sessions on EPA compliance, for example. Gives us opportunities to network with folks that are decision makers in those agencies, and that's a huge plus when you're trying to navigate a compliance issue and needing some help and gaining some insight on what's the best way to pursue this so that you're not tripping a violation. And those, our folks down in the trenches, whether it's Kent Cox at the water treatment side or Josh Peters at the wastewater treatment side or Scott Coker running the public works into the house, those folks are often in that same loop, and they get that exposure through our membership at the IML.
Is there any other issues that the IML is addressing right now?
Sure. Probably one of the bigger ones, probably a priority for this upcoming legislative year, will be downstate public safety pension reform. Most assuredly want to make sure that those folks that are in public safety professions, our firefighters, police officers, are well taken care of when it comes to their retirement. Some of the challenges, though, we face is that an increasingly higher percentage of our general operating budget, our corporate fund, is going to provide contributions, employer contributions to those funds. It's a huge problem for many municipalities across the state. Relatively speaking, it's a sizable challenge for us. The last thing we want to do is put their benefits in jeopardy by somehow underfunding those systems, but they need reformed. So for each community that has a public safety entity, police or fire, they're contributing into a individual fund that has a board that oversees it. Those funds need to be managed professionally, so there are fees that go into managing those funds. And duplication of those fees is weighing heavily on how those funds are being invested and ultimately the returns that they get. So the IML has put together this past year five proposals for reforming downstate public safety pensions. Some of those met with some pushback. But I think you're going to see that in order to ensure the solvency of those funds, they need to be managed in a much larger scope. And we can sit here and talk about pension reform in general in Illinois and say, well, why would you want to put some state entity in charge of your local public safety pension program? In this particular instance, it would not be a state agency. It would be something that was modeled much like the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund, which is at 90%+ funded. And at the end of the day, we think the IML will come up with a proposal that can be signed off on by all the parties and move that forward and gain some efficiency and scale and some efficacy in how those funds are ultimately invested and ensure the longevity of those funds for many, many years.
And so obviously this your election to the presidency of the Illinois Municipal League also implies that you will be seeking another term as mayor of Middle.
Absolutely. The term actually starts with the IML this fall and would continue until next fall. So it's kind of important that not for that reason alone, for sure. But we have some unfinished business here in Macomb, and I'd like the opportunity to be the mayor again another 4 years. The municipal elections will be next spring. It's my intention to seek re-election to be the mayor of my hometown, that I have a lot of humble thanks for the opportunity to have done it so far. I would like one more term to see if we can move some things, keep moving some things in a positive direction.
When you say one more term, does this mean that you intend for that to be your final term?
Well, no, you know, those folks of us that are in political office never say never and never say ever. Right now, you know, I'm in my late 50s, and I have four kids, and they're starting to scatter throughout the country. So I don't know. I'd like one more. I'd like another term, and maybe see where we go from there.